This is CPR News. I'm Haley Sanchez in Colorado Springs. An investigation is underway after two Aurora police officers fatally shot a man on board an RTD bus late last night. The Aurora Police Department says they were responding to a disturbance at a group home and a reported robbery. An officer spotted the man at an RTD stop holding a knife. Police then followed him onto a bus where they used a taser and a canine unit to try and arrest him. The U.S. Supreme Court will not take up the defamation case between Dominion Voting Systems and MyPillow CEO Mike Lindell. CPR's Benta Berkland reports.
The Denver-based voting machine company is suing Lindell and other pro-Trump allies over false claims that Dominion rigged the 2020 presidential election for Biden. Last year, a lower court judge said Dominion's defamation case against Lindell could move forward. The company is seeking $1.3 billion in damages. Lindell appealed to stop the case from proceeding, but the appeals court said it was premature. Now the nation's highest court has declined to take up that issue. I'm Benta Berkland, CPR News.
People with cognitive differences like ADHD or autism or dyslexia have a new resource group in Denver. Founders with the Colorado Neurodiversity Chamber of Commerce tell the Denver Business Journal they want to help neurodiverse people find stable work. Research shows only 23% of Coloradans within this group had a paid job in 2020. You're listening to CPR News. Colorado Matters is next.